Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It's going to be super hot out and humid today. 46, partly cloudy.
Oh my God. This weather's so nutty.
Get those cargo shorts on, huh? Show those knees. Show them. Breezy, what is the one thing you've taken away from a show or movie that has completely changed your life?
It's literally shaped me as a human being.
Really? And when did this happen?
I must have been in high school.
Oh, man.
Maybe
this
college?
Is not, I thought this was recent.
What do you mean recent?
Well, it's like, I thought that's why we were talking about it, because it just happened.
Well, it did just, let me explain.
You didn't just graduate.
You're an idiot. Anyways.
What happened?
What I watched and consumed happened in high school.
I know that.
But something happened to me 2 days ago that made me go right back to my initial fear of what I saw.
Got it.
In that piece of content.
Okay, got it.
So as you are an actor in the scene, you know, doing extremely low budget films like The Couch Through Zoom That Kissed Me or whatever it was called.
These are not films I agreed to do. Okay? Let me make that perfectly clear. I got one audition for a script where my character was supposed to crawl into a couch and tickle his next door neighbor. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do
it. So good.
And then my agent was like, well, it's $35 for the day. I was like, you're fired.
And then she reached out to me.
You're fired.
To give me more opportunity. But no, when you watch these shows or these movies, you take something away from them, whether you realize it or not, or whether you thought like, oh, it's just a show, or it's just a movie, it's fake, it's not really gonna like impact my life that much. When I was in high school, maybe college, I genuinely can't remember, it doesn't really matter, but I was younger and I was watching the show This Is Us. I don't even think that show's still on the air, but it's about, I don't know, these like twins that like also have a adopted brother who was dropped off at a fire station. It's kind of a crazy show. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show their life, and their dad passed away, and it was a whole thing. It was very emotional. Have you ever seen the show?
I saw an episode.
Yeah, it was very emotional. Mandy Moore's in it. It's a whole thing. And it's an interesting show because they jump around from present to future to past to all of these things. And in the episode where they explain how their dad passed away, since it was such a monumental moment in their life and their upbringing, it shows that the dad died in a house fire.
Right.
He got all the kids out, the whole family out.
He ended up dying, though.
He ended up dying, I think, from inhalation of smoke and all of the things. But the fire was started from a crock pot.
What a way to go.
I know.
What were they cooking?
I don't know if... I don't know. Pot roast?
Crock pots should not be starting fires. Okay.
It was old.
I've left crock pots on before I leave the house in the morning, I'll throw a bunch of stuff in it, let it simmer for 8-9 hours before I come home to it. It should be done by then.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave and have to worry, is my house going up in flames?
No, fully. And I don't think that nowadays this happens, but it's something that really stuck with me. And the other night I was making chili and I just laid my head down for a moment to watch a show.
Yeah.
I fell asleep for the night.
For the night?
For the night. And my crock pot is boiling over. And I wake up in the morning and the crock pot's still on. And I'm like, oh my God, all I can think about is This Is Us. All I can think about is me lighting my entire apartment building on fire. Oh my God. And I don't know if I would have a fear like that if it wasn't for a show such as This Is Us that ingrained that in my brain.
Oh, man. Listen, I have a fear of spiders because of that movie back in the 90s, Arachnophobia.
Never saw it.
Oh.
What is it?
It's just this family moves into their summer house, I think something along those lines, and all of a sudden this house gets infested by these giant spiders. And it was terrifying to watch as a kid.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And now I have to pretend that I'm not definitely scared afraid. When I'm in the presence of a woman. She's like, can you kill it? I was like, well, I'm crying on the inside, but no problem.
Well, I would, but I have something going on, so I can't.
I have a packed schedule.
I just think it's absolutely wild because you take things away from these shows and these movies that really stick with you for the rest of your life. I can't look at a crock pot without seeing a house go up in flames. And I don't know if that's something I need to work on in therapy.
What kind of crock pot was it? Was it digital or one of those just you have one knob to turn, medium or high? It was an old one, huh? Just the knob?
Just a knob. I don't know if it was old. It's probably a couple years old. It's from Walmart.
And not to mention
Hamilton Beach.
First of all, crock pots don't boil over either.
No, I'm being dramatic. It wasn't boiling over, but it had been going for 12 hours.
Some of them can do that, though. You keep it on low?
It was on high.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it was on high. I was so scared when I woke up because I was this is... Because all I could think about as I was laying in bed, I was I have to turn the crock pot off. I have to turn the crock pot off.
So let me get this straight.
This is us, the house fire, all the things.
This entire show is about a family and there's nothing but turmoil all the time.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the guy dies in a house fire because the crock pot went up in flames.
Yeah, I bought it at a garage sale.
TV, man, I'll
say. Sucks. Well, you don't buy things at garage sales. You know what I mean? Could blow your house up to
Why
flames.
Did you feel the need to purchase a crock pot at a garage sale?
Or maybe it was a gift. I don't really
They're
understand.
They're $12.
Not back in the 90s.
98 PXY. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.